It is Cinco de Mayo, but I don't understand even. Yeah, I know it's the 5th of May. That much I know. But beyond that, I don't know a thing about it. I know that it means I'm going to get a margarita or two accidentally. But that's all I know. So I thought, well, we need to know more. Mario, hola.
Hola, Steve. How are you? How are you doing today?
I am great. Thank you. So give me, if you can, there must be some story that's behind the celebration of Cinco de Mayo.
Absolutely, there is. So El Cinco de Mayo was a battle that occurred between a small Mexican army and the French, and it happened on May 5th of 1862 in the state of Puebla. So in Mexico, El Cinco de Mayo is referred to as the Battle of Puebla, as it commemorates an underdog win, an underdog victory for the Mexican army. At that time, the French were a world power, and they came in not expecting the small Mexican army to be as prepared as they were. And so although the French eventually did come back and they intervened Mexico for about 3 years, the Battle of Puebla is recognized in the state of Puebla, not as much as a federal holiday throughout the rest of Mexico. But as you mentioned, it's become really something else here in the United States. Ever since the 1960s, El Cinco de Mayo has become more of a celebration of Mexican culture and heritage here.
Is that a good thing? I would assume yes, but I don't know that. I mean,
absolutely. That's a great question. I think that it's great, right? It's great to recognize all the different groups of cultural people that live in the United States. It's a way for us to celebrate our culture and our heritage, and also to take a look at the social, the political, the cultural contributions that Mexicans have had here in the United States. And as every other holiday, sure, it's been a little bit commercialized, right? And so that's part of the growth of celebrations and traditions here.
A little bit commercialized. So I did some. I did go to Mr. or Mrs. or Miss Google, and mm-hmm. where are the most popular Cinco de Mayo celebrations? And number one on the list that I saw, Los Angeles. Number two on the list, New York City. Number three on the list, still not a Mexican city, Chicago. Number four on the list, Puebla, Mexico. Number five on the list, Houston, Texas. So in the
Houston,
yeah, mm-hmm. but
yeah. So you know, I got to say, I'm a little surprised at that list. I expected Houston to be over Chicago, but I'm glad you bring that up, Steve, because I think it's important to recognize the amount of Mexican people in Chicago, and obviously, I think that's the big reason why Cinco de Mayo has grown so much, not just in Chicago, but in all over the United States, where you see the largest Mexican populations, right? And so, here, for example, today at the museum, I struggle to find a quiet space because there's a lot going on. We have a celebration of our after-school programs, and so we have students as young as third grade all the way to high school performing folkloric dance, playing folkloric music. And really, it's a celebration of our culture here at the museum today. And as you mentioned, Puebla, obviously, is where it's most recognized in Mexico, since that's where the battle took place.
Yeah, so what wasn't even in the top 10 was La Ciudad de Mexico, or Mexico City. And that surprised me. I mean, this is Mexico City, such a large city. And also, they do have kind of a large Mexican population, of course. So that was just interesting to me. But you know what? What's the same, kind of, is St. Patrick's Day. You know,
there's a lot of comparisons, absolutely. I think the way, you know, getting back to the commercialization of it, you know, I think that is a big comparison now, right? The way that we celebrate these things and the way that you know, you find promotions and, you know, companies find a way to buy into it. It's absolutely a very good comparison in the way the celebration has been commercialized, just like St. Patrick's Day.
I think that's
what makes it important for us to continue to know where it really comes from, right? And so I appreciate the fact that you gave us this opportunity to explain that a bit.
And I think that's important, actually. So tell me, also important, about the National Museum Mexican Art Gallery Education Coordinator. That's who you are. The museum is in Pilsen on 19th Street. Tell me about the museum.
Yeah, so we opened our doors in 1987. The museum has grown a lot since then. We've grown a collection of over 10,000 art pieces. The museum currently has 4 galleries open within the museum. It's always free, and that's been it's been that way since we opened our doors, and that was one of the attempts that we had with being accessible, right, and opening a museum in a working-class neighborhood. And if we really want people to come to our doors, right, we need to make it as accessible as possible, and what better way than to make it free? At the moment, we have exhibitions that celebrate artwork that goes back hundreds of years, with contemporary work by artists that are still working today. There's always something happening here, so we always encourage everyone to come out and check it out.
Well, again, that's I've been there. It's great. It's at 1852 West 19th Street. I mean, we have so many. You know what we should do this summer, or maybe going into the fall? Are museums in Chicago that people might not know about? And there are so many of those, actually. You're one of them. 1852 West 19th Street in Pilsen. It is the National Museum of Mexican Art. And that's the website, nationalmuseumofmexicanart.org. Mario, Feliz, what day is it? Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah.
Okay, have some margaritas, please.
Yeah, will do, Steve. Thank you so much for having me.
It is my pleasure. Muchas gracias.